So, just to recap what we spoke about last week. Last week we spoke about the Maila of Limud HaTorah. That Torah is understanding something. Meaning there's the Seichel of the person. There's the ability for the person to understand something. And then there's information that he understands. And when the person takes in information, what happens is that information becomes a part of his system, becomes a part of his being. And we explained that that's the greatest unity a person could have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because since the Kadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah is one, Kadosh Baruch Hu is inside of his Torah, so Mamela, when you take in Torah, when you bring in Torah, you understand Torah, it becomes a part of your Seichel, what's happening is that it's becoming a part of you. It's becoming mamash one with you. So when you understand Torah and you're taking in Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is inside of the Torah, and you're understanding it, Kadosh Baruch Hu is becoming mamash a part of your system. And we spoke about that's also the Maila as to why a person has to find the Limud, which is Sin Chalkin of Sarah Sechwe, he has to find his Chelik in Torah, which is unique to him. Because the chelik which is most unique to you, it resonates with you more than any other chelik of Torah. And the Mela becomes more a part of your system than any other part of your any other chelik of Torah. And that chelik in Torah is where you'll find the greatest unity with Hashem. That's what we said last time. So now we're going to go on a little bit of a different track. It's like in the middle of Perek Hey, from the words of Vezois Maile Yisera. See that? Vezois Maile Yisera. Like in the middle of Tassamar Beis. So he says like this, V'zois ma'ilu yisera gedoylo v'nifla le'en keitz asher v'mitzvahs yediyas ha-Torah v'asagasa ha-kol ha-mitzvahs ma'isis. This is the ma'ila of Torah on all the other mitzvahs of the Torah. Ha-kol mitzvahs ha-ma'isis ha-filo ha-mitzvahs ha-tuliyus b'dibur and all mitzvahs which are done by ma'isa, shaking a lulav, let's say, or even mitzvahs which are done with a dibur, let's say vidoy, or let's say davening. Nafila mitzvah Talmud Torah b'dibur, even on Talmud Torah, when you learn with your dibur, the maila is a greater maila in the understanding of Torah that we spoke out. Ki aide kol ha mitzvah shebedibur a maisa, because Baruch Hu malbish as a nefesh umakifa or Hashem erosh v'adragla. Because when you do a maisa, or you speak about Torah when you speak in learning, so the relationship is like an article of clothing which surrounds the body. It doesn't become a part of the system. The aura of Hashem, the light of Hashem, doesn't go and be nichnas inside of you like it would if you understood that which you were learning. Instead, it surrounds you. It's like a levush that goes around you. I'll try to explain a little bit more soon. Ubiyidiyas a Torah, but when you understand Torah, melvad shal seichel melubush bechokmas Hashem. Aside from that, there being a levush there, hinegam chokmas Hashem bekirba. The chokmas Hashem becomes a part of you, it goes inside of you, it's nichnas inside of you. Masha seichel masig betoyfes umakif besichloi, masha efshar liftoyes behazing yidiyas a Torah. Ish kifi sichloi bekoyach yidiyasa basagasa bepardis. When you understand the Torah, when it becomes a part of you, all different levels of the Torah, and you think about it, it becomes a part of your system, it's nichnas inside of you, and the Torah now becomes a part of the makeup of the system of the person. Ve'lefish yibiyidiyas ha-Torah, we're at, like at the bottom of Tesamad Aleph, yeah? Tesamad Beis, you're right. Tesamad Beis. Explain the Maila of Torah of Mitzvahs. Ve'lefish yibiyidiyas ha-Torah, ha-Torah melubeshes b'nefesh ha-Adam. And since when it comes to ideas of Torah, the Torah is melubash in the nefesh of the person, and then on top of it being like a levush, like we said, v'sichloi u'mekefes b'soicham, and your seichel grasps it and becomes a part of you, v'chein nikreis b'shem lechem u'mazon ha'nefesh. Therefore the Torah is called the lechem, ki lachmu lachmu b'lachmi, Torah is called a lechem, the pasuk says. Why is the Torah called a lechem? Ki kamoisha halechem agashmi zonis aguf. Just like the lechem agashmi, it gives nourishment to the body. Kishemachnisu betoicho bekirboi mamish, it becomes a part of his system. V'nahapich sham yodomu basik b'besara, it becomes like his flesh and blood. When you eat food, it becomes part of your flesh and blood. It gives you koyach, it gives you strength, it becomes a part of your being. V'azayich you have yiskayim, and then you have chiyat afterwards. So kach v'yediyas ha-toyra, so too it is when it comes to knowing the halig of Torah. V'hasag asa b'nevash ha-adam, when it comes to understanding the Torah. Shalom da-hated b'iyan sikhla, you understand it very well. You delve into it. You really understand it. You get into the crux of the sugya. You understand the sugya. Ashen is fetzes v'sichloi v'sachedes imoi v'hayu l'achodim. Then it becomes, and it becomes mamish, a part of you. Nasen mozon l'nefesh. It becomes like food to the soul. V'chayim b'kirba, and it becomes like a chayim inside of you. Mechaya chayim ein soy baruch hu. Amelubash b'chokhmosoi v'tarosoi sh'b'kirba. That it becomes a part of your nefesh, it becomes a part of your being, and it becomes a life force to you. That's why the Torah is called a lechem. The Torah is called lechem because just like lechem becomes a part of the being of the person, it becomes part of the flesh and blood of the person, so too it is when you understand Torah, it becomes like a mazon to you, it becomes like eichel to you, it becomes a part of you. It becomes a part of your system, it becomes part of the flesh of the person. And that's the greatest unity that the person can have with the Rebbeinu, like we said before. Ein yichud kamohu, he said before. Mikol tzad v'pina, he said before. There's no greater unity. Yichuda mamish mikol tzad v'pina. That's Torah. It becomes a part of your being mamish. Klar? For some of you at least? V'atayra hi ha-mazon the... Sorry, I skipped. Kamosh calls it Be'etz Chaim, Shem Memdal Per Gimel, like it says in Etz Chaim, Shedavusei HaNeshamas. So now again, we just contrasted the difference between mitzvahs and Torah. Mitzvahs work as like a levush to the nefesh. They work as like a clothing to the nefesh. This, the aura of Hashem, when you do a mitzvah, surrounds you like a clothing surrounds you. Hashem Enkein mitzvahs, they become a part of your system. So it says in Eitz Chaim, Shalavushi and Neshamas Begad Gan Eden Heina Mitzvahs, that in Gan Eden itself, there's going to be for the Neshama a Levush. Because the aura of Hashem is going to be so great that there needs to be a Levush to the Nefesh in order to be able to grasp the aura of Hashem. That the aura of Hashem should be proper to the Madriga that he's holding by. So there's going to be a Levush in Eitz Chaim, it says, through the mitzvahs that you do. So you see that the mitzvahs are a Levush. Being a rai, you see the mitzvahs are lavush. The Torah, he mazon the neshamas, she'osku be'ol mazeh b'torah l'shma. And the mitzvahs, the Torah is like the mazon to the nefesh. Like the mazon, what does mazon do to a child? Mazon gives a child koyach. We don't see it happening to us now because we've all grown up. It still does it to us in a certain way. But a child, you give him food and he starts to grow. He grows more and he grows more and he grows more and he grows more. The food gives the child koyach to actually grow in size. Torah does the same thing to us. Torah makes us bigger that we should be able to take in more. That we should be able to take in more of Hashem. More of Hashem. So mitzvahs, what they do, they're like a lavush. They protect to whatever level we're holding by, how much more of Hashem could come in, that it shouldn't be too much, too overbearing for our madriga. But what dictates our madriga? What gives us a madriga that we should be holding by? That's called Torah. Is that clear? That's the difference between Torah and mitzvahs. Mitzvahs protect that we should be able to have, it's like a levush, for us to be able to take in a certain amount of elokus. Torah, when we learn Torah l'shma, it allows us to grow, like a child who grows, to be able to take in more. The Kemosha calls it Bezor v'yakel, daf reshiyod, v'lishma, what does it mean, l'shma? Hanikdei the kasher nashal laHashem adei asogat haTorah ish kfi sichloi, like it says in Pri Eitz Chaim from the Arizal. Meaning, what we normally would say is that what does it mean limud haTorah lishma? Limud haTorah lishma would normally mean that you're learning it for the sake of Hashem. Hashem told me to do it, and I'm learning it for the sake of the Rabbanu Shlomo. There's emes to that too, but Torah lishma, a deeper way of looking at Torah lishma, is that a person is conscious of the fact that he puts into his mind that what he's doing through this Torah that he's learning right now, he's becoming hainu hach with the Rabbanu Shalom. He's becoming one with the Rabbanu Shalom. Torah allows the Or of Hashem to be nichnas inside of us, to become part of our being. That's what it means, Torah Lishma. You're learning Torah that the Rabbanu Shalom should become a part of our system, should become a part of our being.
What do you mean by Ish
Kifi Sichlo? Ish Kifi Sichlo, meaning every single person, according to the understanding, Pashup Shadi, understanding of Torah.
Meaning that my Kesher is based on my understanding, or each person has a different capacity of understanding, and when they get to the complete capacity, their subjective complete capacity, then they get the same Kesher as one may get with their complete.
I think the latter. Now this next part is a little bit more of a pneumistic understanding of Torah and Mitzvot, and this is the part really which I'm going to try to go into explain. V'ha-mazon, so when mazon, he bechinas or pnimi. Mazon is called, in a more pnimi sense, an or pnimi. I'm going to explain these concepts shortly. V'ha-levushim, the levushim are bechinas makifim. They're called the makif. Someone surrounds you. V'chein amru Rabbi Nosei Nuzal, for Chazal say, she'talmud Torah is shakol k'neged kol ha-mitzvahs. Therefore, Talmud Torah weighs versus all the other mitzvahs of the Torah. Why? The fisha mitzvahs ain't levushim levat, because the mitzvahs, we said, are only levushim. A person does a mitzvah, it's only a levush to him. It only surrounds him the light of Hashem. But Torah, he mazen. We said Torah is mazen. V'gam levush to nefesh ha-maskelas. But the Torah is not just mazon, it also has the added effect that it becomes also a levush to you. So it has both effects of Torah. Torah on one hand is like a mazon, but on the other hand, it's also like a levush. Shemeslabish ba biyuna v'limuda, that it's mislabish around the person when he's delving into it. V'kol shekein, and furthermore, kishemoyt b'pi b'dibor, when he says the Torah out, when he speaks the Torah out, or like it says in Pri Yitz Chaim, that when you speak out, you're learning. When you talk, Chazal say Chaim, hein Moshe Eim bepeh. The Torah is Chaim to you. When you speak out, you're learning the Torah. Then it becomes a part of you. It becomes alive, and it becomes also like a makif to you. So the point he made over here was that the Torah, on one hand, is a mazon to you, but it's also like a levush to you. And especially when you speak Torah out, this is what the one of the big shittas of the Baal Tanya, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that a person when he learns Torah, he needs to speak out mamash b'peh, the Torah that he's learning. Chaim yin l'moshe yin b'peh. So I want to just explain, just before, first of all, I'll recap what we just said, and then I want to try to explain these two concepts. We said in this parak that the Torah becomes a part of the makeup of the person. It becomes part and parcel with you. You understand it, it becomes one with you. And there's no greater unity than that. And that unity is the maila that Torah has over all the mitzvahs of the Torah. The Torah is called the mazon to the nefesh, and the mitzvahs are not mazon. Mazon, which comes like a part of your body, becomes a part of your system, becomes part of your basar. Mitzvahs, they're like the levushim of the nefesh. They become like a levush. The Or of Hashem becomes a part of you, it surrounds you. But there's a uniqueness even in Torah, in that the Torah also has this added effect of also being and acting like a levush around the nefesh, around the person, especially when he learns Torah with his dibor, chaim hein moshe yin bepeh, when he speaks out the Torah that he's learning. And this is the difference between an Or Panimi, which is going to be Torah, and an Or Makif, which is going to be Mitzvahs. And these are the two concepts which I want to explain. They're very Yisodistic concepts that you'll find in all of the Hilchos Sfarim Kedoshim. Yes, Rabbi Aaron.
The reason the Baal Tanya supports speaking Torah out loud is exactly creates the Lush. Without speaking, you have...
No, there's a Lavush anyway. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah like all the mitzvahs of the Shiva Torah.
Right.
Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. But there's something called Torah. That's why it's a very funny lashon. Chazal say that the olam yazik adam b'toyer mitzvahs. A person should always learn Torah and mitzvahs. What does it mean they should learn Torah and mitzvahs? Limud Torah is a mitzvah in the Torah. So what does it mean the olam yazik Torah and mitzvahs? Ella, there's two things going on. There's mitzvahs and there's Torah. There's two separate things. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. To learn Torah is a mitzvah, but understanding Torah is more pertains to this madrega called Torah, which is a madrega menei ube. So when you're learning Torah, you're doing a mitzvah. So you're also getting a levush naturally.
What's
the added benefit of speaking? The added benefit, I don't know if I'm going to explain it. There's an added benefit of speaking, just as a pashup shot, which is not really pashup shot, is you could look at your dibor as being just a hemshich of your makshava. But there's really an added effect in your dibor itself, which really goes higher than your makshava. It goes to even more pneumistic a part of the person. And that more pneumistic part of the person is really called like the makat, the lavush of the Torah that you're learning. That's pashup shot. The Rishab says like this, the Rishab gives a muscle. The Rishab says that I prepared for a shir, okay? I thought about every single step of the shir. But anybody who's given a shir, and it probably happened to me at least already 3 or 4 times in the shir, whenever they're giving a shir, so when they're talking things out, all of a sudden they have new clarity. They have new clarity, they find a new clear way to explain it, a new clear way to bring it out, or they'll have a chiddush in the middle of the shir when they're speaking it out. Where did that come from? Where did it come from, he asks. He says because preparing for the shir was all in the realm of your mind. But the dibur, minei ubei, its essence is really even higher than the mind. To use the Kabbalah term, is that there's the Chabad, like we spoke about before, Chochma Bina Das, spoken on Paragimbal, but then there's something called Keser. Keser is the root that's even higher than your Machshava, and your Dibor is connected to that even more. That's why the Zohar says, Malchus is Dibor, we spoke about that in Paragimbal, Malchus is Dibor, and it says, Keser da Keser Malchus. Keser, the crown, that's the crown of the Malchus. The Malchus connects, the Dibur connects to a very deep part of the soul. So when you're learning and you speak it out, you're connecting to a part which is even higher potentially than your Makshava. Is that Pashup Shah for you? Okay, great. Fine. Now, back to this. So I want to explain these two concepts of an Or Pnimi and Or Makif. I'm going to try to work through together with the Shams. First, just the Gemara in the word Zara says that La'asi Lavo, the Goyim are going to come to Hashem, they're going to want to be a part of La'asi Lavo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to them, my Rebbe spoke this out in the Shir this week, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to them, fools, shoytim, fools, Misha, Tarach Me'erev Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos, whoever works hard, Erev Shabbos, that's the one who's going to get reward, La'asi. But mitzvah kala yeshli. I have a mitzvah kala. I have this light mitzvah, and it's called sukkah. It's called a sukkah. Go build yourself a sukkah. Go do the mitzvah called sukkah. And they go, they build the sukkahs. And Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the sun out of the nartik, out of its sheath. I think it's the English word. Sheath. There you go. Takes it out of its sheath. And boiling hot, and we know what the goyim do. My Rebbe said that they walk out like goyim. They go out and they kick the sukkah when they leave. So the question is, there's 613 mitzvahs. Why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu pick, out of all the mitzvahs of Torah, the mitzvah of sukkah bedavka? Why the mitzvah of sukkah? Pick any other mitzvah. Pick shofar. Go make yourself a shofar. Because no sun? Come on, that's ridiculous. Sukkah, what's pshat? Why are we picking a sukkah? That's question number one. Question number two is really coming to explain a piece in the Kutim Aran, actually. I never thought I'd come to explain Russell Bul Chabad. Okay. So, in makes sense. But Rav Nachman says that a Rasha will come to a Tzaddik. Rasha will come to a Tzaddik, and the Tzaddik wants to be Mekar of this Rasha. So he says that the Tzaddik being Mekar of this Rasha, he starts talking to the Rasha. But when he talks to the Rasha, he can't say to him Divrei Torah directly. So instead, he starts talking to him in mundane ideas about the milchamas of the world, and within there, behind there, there's a certain kedushas of Torah that the tzaddik is speaking, like the sichas chulim atamidei chachamim srichem limud, and there's a certain kedusha behind the diburim that the tzaddik is speaking to this rasha, and by that he could be ma'or the rasha, because if you would speak to him and learn, if you speak to him direct Torah, it would make the rasha fall even farther. Because it would become like Chazal say, the Torah could either be a Sama Chaim to you, or the Torah could become like a Sama Mavis to you. To this Rasha, he won't be able to take it, and it will become a Sama Mavis to this Rasha. The question is why can't this Rasha be Mekabel this Torah? Why? What's the Pshat that this Rasha cannot be Mekabel this Torah? Why is he going to make it go deeper into his wishes? So we'll start to explain. So in the Sfarim we see it a lot. There's two concepts. There's Oiris, or, and there's Kalim. But that's all. And in general, these two terms are used, Oiris and Kalim, for a term of like a Mashpia and a Mekabel. The one who gives and the one who receives. The Rebbe and the Talmud, let's say. The Or is like the Hashpa, is the Shefa that the Rebbe is giving over to the Talmud. And the Talmud is the Kli to be able to take in that which the Rebbe is saying. Right now, I'm theoretically giving over Or, and you guys are Kalim to bring it in. Right? As a side point, why do the Sfarim call it Or? Why Or? Why not monkeys? I don't know. Mayim? Hey, why Or? Why is it called Or? Of course, we don't want to give anything, especially in these limudim, a hakshama. We don't want to make it physical. It's a very sublime, edel thing. The most edel, the most sublime, ruchni thing that we can relate to in this world is light. Light is the most ruchni thing that we have. So when we're talking about Ruchnius, giving over Hashpa, especially Hashem over to us, or you know, any Ruchnius way that a Tzaddik gives over to people, whatever, we call it Or. Because Or is the most Ruchni, the most sublime, that's the right word, the most sublime Ruchni thing that we have in this world. Therefore we call it Or. Akoponim, Or is the Hashpa, and the Kli is the Makabel. Is the Makabel. Clear? Now, there's two ways that the Or, the Mashpia, could relate to the Makava. And that's called an Or Panimi and an Or Makif. It's two different ways of Hashpa to a Kli. An Or Panimi means, just like it sounds, it goes Bifnim. It's nitlas inside of something. Panimi means it goes internal. It means that the Or and the Kli, they work together with each other. They're able to be misyachid with each other, misatim with each other. They have a unity with each other. That's what it means, an Or Panimi. So you have a Rebbe and a Talmud, and the Rebbe is giving a shir, teaching over something. So the Rebbe gives over Or, which is matim, it's toichin, which is matim, to the seichel of the Talmidim. Huh?
Compatible.
That's a nice word. Compatible to the Talmidim's mind. That's called an Or Panimi. Or Panimi is that it works together with the Kli. When the Rebbe is teaching something, it works, it's compatible to the mind of the Talmidim. That's what's called Panim. It's called Bifnim. It works with the Kli. It unifies with the Kli. An Or Makif is like it sounds. It doesn't go inside of the Kli. Or makif is the lotion of being makif takli, surrounded. It doesn't mean physically surrounded necessarily. It means that it's above your understanding. It doesn't work together with the kli of that talmud. So let's say a person, he goes to a tish. He goes to a tish, or he goes watch a big person daven. He goes to watch a big person daven. Huh?
Like
the menorah, whatever. He goes and he sees a really big thing. Or he goes into a certain place, goes to a certain place where the Kol Shabbos is pumping. So you can't say that you're understanding that. There's a certain effect that the Siviva is having on you. There's a certain effect that you can't explain what it is, but by being around this Rebbe, you can't really put into words what you're getting and what you're seeing over here. But there's a certain effect that you're getting just by being there, even though in a way you can't really express how you're getting, because you're not really understanding it. It's not really becoming a part of your etzem seichel. It's not being mizyachin with your seichel. But it's a certain feeling, a certain hergesh of whatever it is that you're experiencing at that time, that it surrounds you. It's not becoming a part of you, but you're feeling its effect. That's why it's called like a levush. What do levushim do? Levushim, they don't go inside of you. Levushim, they go around you. But even a levush, you see it affects you. You see levushim affect you. That's why people wear certain clothing. And they don't wear other clothing, because they feel that certain part of their beauty will come out because of the levushim. So a levush, you see, has an effect on you. So an or makif, it doesn't necessarily work with the kli. There is a kli, not for now. It doesn't work with the kli, but it has an effect on the kli. But it's not misyachi, it's not misatim with the kli. It's not compatible with the kli. Asher enkin or panimi is unified with the kli. Any questions on that?
What's an example of panimi?
An or panimi? Or panimi is like, if you understood what I just said to you, that would be an or. Yeah, food would be food or understanding of limud, Torah, which is really what we're driving at, huh?
Torah is a mashal for makir.
Internal. It becomes a part of the system. Yeah. Lechem. Lechem, it becomes a part of you. Torah, so that's why Torah is called an or panimi, because Torah is something you understand. Torah is something that you take into the seichel. It becomes compatible with the seichel. Mitzvahs, the effect it has on you, you don't necessarily see the effect that mitzvahs have on you, right? Like you would necessarily with Torah. It's more abstract, the effect that mitzvahs have on you. That's why people they love learning, and sometimes people they feel less of a fire when it comes to mitzvahs, because you don't feel necessarily its effect. Torah, you can feel the effect right away, you understand something. But the mitzvahs really, the etzem, when a person is tapped in properly, mitzvahs, they really have a real effect. It's called an or makif effect. It's a different type of effect that it has on the nefesh of the person.
Is the only mitzvah that has
what's meaning, and why it's what meaning,
all the
mitzvahs? That's what it sounds like.
It's the
only thing which is nechmas
b'fnim. Are there different
There is different types of ormakis, yes. But that's like. It could be. I could hear it. But even in makifin, there are different types of makifin. Like levushim and a bias. They work differently. In fact, the bias is also like ormakif. That's why Chazal say that Gimel Devarim Marchivin Daito Shaladam, and one of them is a Dir Nal. You see that the bias has an effect on you. Because even a Labush had an effect on you. Now, the ormakif, by the fact that we said that it doesn't work the etzem with the kli, that's a certain my level that it has naturally over an or panimi. Because since it doesn't work with the kli, it means that it could go to every madriga. See, not everybody could come, let's say, to this year. Not everybody could come to this year. Because not everybody may be able to understand this year. Some people might be too high this year. It might be too high this year. The shir might be too lofty for them. So, but an or makif, it doesn't have a kli that it needs to work with. It's equal for everybody. It's equal for every single person. Right? Everybody has a mitzvah to, it's a little bit more complicated. But everybody has a certain connection to an or makif. That's why you don't have to be a grozit tamachachim to go to a tish, let's say. Or to be a part of a Gishmak Kabbalah Shabbos. Not like, because it's not necessarily only pertains to a mikvah, a mitzvah. It has to do with an effect that doesn't become a part of your system. Something which is affecting you, which you're getting outside of you, which not being nikmah as a part of you. It's a certain service that you get, that you see, that you experience.
What was the purpose of it?
It has an effect on you.
Yeah,
it's a term of the vikas, first of all, that you have with the Banu Shlalom. That's part one effect it has on you. But it's also mal of the nefesh. And it does a lot of different things. Or it comes out of the bush for you, the asilah on Gan Eden, like he said. It can have many different effects. But what's unique about it is that since it doesn't have a kli necessarily, it's not mitzatim with the kli, it doesn't use the kli like or Panimi does. Memela, it could work with everybody. That's why even a Rasha, even a low person, could have an effect, and he could go and he could watch a tzaddik do something, and he could be changed. Like I told you that I know somebody that went to who wasn't so strong in avodah. He just saw Rabbi Ashav learning Torah, and that changed his whole entire life. What did he see? He didn't see anything. He got an effect of watching and seeing a kedusha of a gadol b'Yisrael learning Torah, and he just saw raw kedusha over there, and it changed his whole life. There was no or pinimi, I mean, there was an or makif happening there, but I didn't have to be in a certain madriga for that or that person. It works on that person naturally. It works on that person. It is a certain tziviva effect. That's the uniqueness of a or makif. So based on that, let's come back. Try to hurry. Let's come back to what Rav Nachman said. Rav Nachman said in that Torah that you can't learn, you don't learn with the Rasha Torah directly. Instead, you go at it like the Derech Sichas Chul, and you talk about other things, and naturally it comes. What's the pshat? Because Torah is an Or Panimi. Torah is an Or Panimi. If I were to teach this Rasha Torah straight, the Rosh doesn't have any kalim to bring in that or of that Torah. He doesn't have a kli to be mis'atzim with the Torah that the tzaddik is going to teach over to him. So how does he have to have an effect on him? He needs to have an effect on him in a way that I don't necessarily need to work with his kli. I need to work with him in a way instead of an or makim, like that story with Rabbi Yashiv. I need to work with him in a way of an or makim. So the tzaddik engages with him, but he doesn't engage with him per se. He's mislabish the Torah in a way that in the Sikhas Chulna, the Torah has affected him in a way of like an Or Makif on him. Maybe that's the Pshat. Can't speak to him because it doesn't work with him. He doesn't have the Keli to experience an Or Pinimi. Instead, he comes and he speaks Sikhas Chulin with him, and then naturally is able to work with him because he doesn't have any Keli. Because an Or Makif is able to work with the person even without the kli being a strong kli per se. Klar? Now, when it comes to something which is really above your hasaga, like an or makif is, versus an or pinimi, which you could say that you toifes it, so there's two different ways of going about it. There's amuna, and then there's hasaga, understanding. An or pinimi works, you relate to it through understanding it, hasaga. But the way that we relate to an or makif is not b'derech hasaga, rather b'derech that you have emunah to it. You don't get any hashpa from going to a tzaddik unless you first have a munah on that tzaddik. You don't have a hashpa on whatever is called an or makif unless you have a munah in the first. A munah always means you're shaykhus to something. You're connecting to something. You can never have a connection to something which is above you ba'atim unless you have a munah in it first. There's some level of a munah there. So a rasha, you might ask, maybe he doesn't have a munah. But ba'atim, im aminim b'neim aminim. There's always an akud of a munah that is unshakable, that's even inside of the greatest rasha. And whether he felt it or not, there's a certain akud of emunah that he always has, which always allows him to have a connection to that higher hasaga. Mash'inkin a goy, like the B'nai Sassar says, a goy doesn't have any shaykhas to an or makif. An or makif is completely b'chutz from a goy. A goy cannot tap in to a makifin, to an or of a makif. But even a rasha, even a poish of Yisrael, is able to have a shaykhus to an ormakif, because he has a koyach of amunah. Because the ability to tap into always something which is higher than you is a koyach of amunah. And that's why even always in avodah, our avodah always is to climb. There's always oras, there's always madrigas which are above us in avodah Hashem, and there's always the place where we're holding right now, and we're always trying to climb. So right now where we're holding, that's called where we're holding the fia or panini. There's always an ormakif, a higher madriga that we're trying to strive to. And our first step to strive to it is to have a munah, A, in that madriga, but also a munah in ourselves that we could get to that madriga. Because our munah in ourselves and in that madriga is our shaykhus to that madriga. Munah means your shaykhus to it. So if you want to have a shaykhus something above you, you have to believe in yourself that you're able to have a connection to that. That's what a real Rebbe should do. Like my Rebbe, he pumps in that, there's nothing not shaykh to you. One time I went over to him and I said, Rebbe, I'm never going to become a tzaddik. Just like, look where I came from, look where I am. I'm never going to, right away, without blinking an eye, dead serious. He looked at me and said, Who says? Right away, all the time, I've had a conversation maybe more than once. He said the same exact thing to me, in different stages of my life. Who says? No such thing as not believing in yourself. No such thing as not believing in your shaykhus or something. Where your land, Lamaisa, that's Kosh Baruch Hu's business. That's not your business, Lamaisa. You don't know what level of tzitzkus you actually reach. But it's on you to have a munah, you can get there. A goy doesn't have shaykhus to that. A goy only has shaykhus to something that he understands. But that which is above them, that you have to have a munah in, that already is chutz from them. So now, let's bring it back to the mitzvah of sukkah. We asked, what is the pshat that Kosh Baruch Hu tests him dafka with the mitzvah of sukkah? Tests him with any other mitzvah. Why sukkah? Because the Sfarim says a sukkah, even more than other mitzvahs, not for now, a sukkah represents an or makif. Like you could understand, you're inside of it, it's surrounding you. And Chazal say, the Zohar says, what is a sukkah called? A sukkah is called Tzila Dehemenusa. It's called the shade of Amunah. So what are you doing? Kosh Baruch Hu was saying to them, he's saying, you want to be like the Yidin, you want to be like Klaizer, you want to have a shaykhus to such a great ore, of ore of Azid Lavoy, an ore which is such a high madriga. I'm showing you, Ba'etzin, that you have no shaykhus to this mitzvah. You have no shaykhus to Azid Lavoy. So I'm going to test you with the mitzvah Kala. What's this mitzvah? This mitzvah sukkah. Because a sukkah is the greatest difference between a Yid and a Goy. That a goy, he doesn't have any shaykhs of an or makif. He doesn't have any shaykhs to the amunah that you're able to have shaykhs of an or to a madrega which is above you. That you should connect and you should strive to the next madrega. He completely chutz from that. So Kosh Baruch Hu wants to test him. He tests him with the mitzvah of sukkah. Because he's showing them that you be'etim have no shaykhs. The mitzvah of sukkah shows that you be'etim have no shaykhs at all to the Asi Lava. That's why he tests them with the mitzvah of sukkah, because it means an or makif that you have to come with a munah. It's called a tzil du menusa. That's why he tests them with the mitzvah of sukkah. That's why also, we say by La Asi Lava, sorry, by after Rosh Hashanah, we, Klaisa, they walk out with the lavim in their hands, they're struggling with their hands, and we say, Dida Natzach, Dida Natzach, we're victorious. What's the word victorious? Why the lulav? Because the lulav, the Rabbi Shavi actually speaks, he said, the lulav is taking the Or Makif of the Sukkah and bringing it in. So after you have the Muna in the Or Makif of the Sukkah, the lulav is taking it in. That's why there's a big, people that are very into doing lulav dafka inside of a Sukkah. They do the mitzvah in the Sukkah because they bring in that Or Makif of the Sukkah and they're trying to bring it in that to their Madriga. But there's always Makif in decline because there's always higher Sukkahs for you to climb to. After you climb and after you see that there's a higher madriga and you get to that madriga, then you have to now have a moon on the next madriga, which is above that. It's only madrigas apply.
Makif doesn't mean it can't be Indian.
Right.
Doesn't mean it'll never be compatible.
Right. So, or where you're holding right now, also. Lamaisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yishba Teva B'Tzedek. He johns the whole world. What does it mean by Amin Bamunasa? It could mean that the nations put their faith in him, but he means, I think you could say another Peshad that means Yishmael Tehbe B'Tzedek V'Amin Bamunasa, meaning he dons every nation based on their Amuna. Meaning he dons every nation and he shows that Klal Yisrael Dida Natzach because we're Be'etzem Aminim. And that's how we're victorious, that's how we're Manatzeach in the din of Rosh Hashanah. That we have an Amunah and the Rabbanu Shalom, and the Sukkah, the Or of Amunah, the Sukkah, the Or of Makif, like it's going to be La'as and Lavo, shows how we are Dida Natzach, because we have a Sheikhas to always higher Madragas, we have a Sheikhas to an Or Makif, we have a Sheikhas to Amunah, and that's how Dida Natzach. So just to sum it up, we spoke about Or Makif, Or Panimi, it's how it works the clear, something which is above the understanding, and it works in two different ways. It's mazon, it's a labush, and we spoke about how the mitzvah of the or makifin, they work on every madriga, and or panimi works with that madriga, and that's a mazon, and that's a labush. We should keep on climbing and having a moon in ourselves, and in the next madriga to keep climbing and bringing in going higher and higher, and the makifin connecting more and more, Mr. Hashem, until we have the real makifin.